This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts. It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. And oh gosh, we've got a lot still to get to. We have to talk about you being debanked in the ESG stuff. We're going to get to that in a minute. Test scores plummeting. The pro-abortion industry somehow grosser than before. And would you pay extra to fly with no kids? All that is still to come on the Jesse Kelly Show, and then we're checking out of here, and it's officially the weekend. No, I'm going to be here tomorrow, but it's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. I consider that basically the weekend. Let's begin with ESG. Now, longtime listeners will already know what this is and everything about it. I always have to keep in mind, given the show's rate of growth, that we have to explain things that we've explained before. And it helps me always remember to keep this stuff front of mind. ESG, what is it? I've told this story before, but people don't know what it is. Even people who are agreeing with you or me on all the issues. I was at one of my various neighborhood parties because, you know, I live in this very close neighborhood. Everyone watches out for everyone. Everyone stays together all the time. And I was, we were on my buddy's back patio, and everyone was sitting around, just a bunch of couples. And someone had asked me something, and I had brought up ESG. And every person, now these are all, I mean, working professionals, just like you, just trying to raise family, whatever. Not one person, not one, had even heard of it. And people don't know it is governing your entire country. Frankly, it is governing the Western world. And I'm not doing some tinfoil on my hat thing. Remember what I told you to do during the break? I hope you did it. Go look up your bank, and ESG. Just put in an internet search the name of your bank and ESG. I bet you money your bank has a special ESG page that brags about how ESG they are. Now, what is it? Environmental, social, governance. That's what ESG is. Now, those are just, what do those words mean? They don't mean anything. It's communism at a corporate level. It is the corporations in America joining hands with the governments of the West, but America, let's focus on America, joining hands with the government of America to make sure communism is rammed through everywhere. So your bank, they're not just interested in, oh, I don't know, preserving your money, getting you some interest, making you more money, these kinds of things. Your bank has now joined forces with the government to slam something home you don't want. Let's focus on environmental first, the E. Your bank, I'm sure, maybe you're looking at it right now. I hope you are. Your bank, they get scores every year. They get an ESG score on all this stuff. It's not just it's not that they go into Bank of America and they say, hey, how much money did you make for your customers this year? Did you cut fees? How are your interest rates? No, 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 no. Bank of America gets graded on how environmentally friendly are you? What are your investments? Are you cutting carbon? Have you declared war on oil yet? This, you'll see this. If you want to go to B of A specifically, I've done this before on the show. They have their annual reports on their website. You can go look. You don't have to take my word for it. Again, that's what blew the people away when I was describing this to them on the back patio. They thought, they looked at me like I was some nutball. And I said, no. I want you to look, all of you, pull up your phone right now and look it up. And their jaws were on the floor. This is reality. This is happening right now. And people don't even know it exists. So that's environmental. That's all the climate change genocide stuff. Social? Well, you didn't think your bank or your investment firm, you didn't think they were just interested in making you money, providing customer service, right? No. My goodness. Do they have enough gays on the board? Are there enough black people? Hey, what's the man to woman ratio? We at B of A, we hired 50 more women than men last year. Do we get a better score, guys? And they do. And they do. ESG. It governs the entire Western world right now. The whole federal government is involved in this. And it's so what, Michael? Michael brought up, doesn't it stifle new businesses? Oh, yes. Keep in mind, these huge companies like Bank of America and JP Morgan, that's part of the reason they love it so much. They understand this stuff costs money. It costs them money. It costs their customers money. But they also understand the smaller upstarts can't do as much of it. So they get worse scores. And you're getting to the place where you have to have a certain ESG score before you'll qualify for this contract. It helps them smash their smaller competition. Remember, big business loves regulations. They actually love high taxes too. Why? Because they'll be able to withstand them and work around them, but it eliminates their smaller competition, so eventually they have basically a monopoly on things. ESG, it governs everything now. They're not interested in just making money for you or providing a service for you. They're interested in pushing cultural Marxism into every part of our society. This is in your Pentagon. Your military runs off of ESG now. Every part of it. And it's so evil and it's so destructive and so insidious. You're seeing states now like West Virginia, Texas, Florida, several other states. They're joining together as they should do. And they're banning major firms like BlackRock from their shores. You're not allowed to get state contracts now in these states if you embrace ESG. They've just banned BlackRock from West Virginia. Just say, don't even cross the border. You're gone. This is corporate communism being forced on you and you're investing in it against your will and you don't even know it. It's ESG. Again, I don't want you to take my word for it. Go vet me. Go look up your bank and tell me what you find. You can include that with your Ask Dr. Jesse email tomorrow. Remember, tomorrow you can ask me anything, but send in your question right now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Like this. This is a great one here. Great way that ESG is going to be incorporated. Here's an email. Jesse, the best pitch man since the ShamWow guy. That's actually hilarious, by the way. When you started talking about ESG scores for companies, I started to check it out. Oh, I need to pause for a moment. I just pointed out banks and financial institutions when I was talking about ESG. It's way more pervasive than that. Go look up, what kind of car do you have? Whatever your brand of car is, go look them up in ESG. I've had people email in that they were trying to buy a generator and they found out they were ESG. ESG is everywhere now. It is like an infection that is in every part of this economy. Anyway, back to this email. I started to check it out. It represented everything I hated about working in a large company. I believe it won't be long before we start having personal ESG scores tied to your credit score. It's funny he should bring that up. Because surely they would never tie your personal beliefs into whether or not you'll be able to bank or get a loan or anything like that, right? They would never do something like that. Surely they wouldn't. Headline: Kanye West's business is booted from JP Morgan Chase Bank. Now, you know, I haven't been a Kanye West pom-pom waver. I don't wave pom-poms for billionaires or celebrities or politicians. I don't do that. This isn't about that. Kanye West has said a bunch of stuff, how he hates Jews or something like that. Sorry about that, Chris, but he hates Jews, whatever the case may be. But what happened? At a corporate level, they decided he didn't get to bank with them anymore. I personally know people who have had their bank accounts removed at places like Chase Bank. Just recently, PayPal, which that's how people do business online. That's how they pay things using PayPal online. An internal memo from PayPal got released saying they were going to basically fine people $2,500. They were going to steal $2,500 of your money if you were spreading misinformation out there. Now, they've since they lost a ton of money in the stock market, and they recanted the statement. Oh, it wasn't us. This was a lie. Oh, yes, it was them. They just got exposed. I only bring this up because people don't know. People don't know this stuff is out there. They don't know how pervasive it is. And if you don't know, you can't fight against it. How do we fight against it? I'll go into that in just a moment. And then we'll talk about these test scores dropping and get to some more emails and things like that. Before I get to that, let me get to the Holy Land. Speaking of your people, Chris, let me ask you something. Do you think if we extended an invite to Kanye West to go to Israel with us next July, do you think the anti-Jewish thing would hold him back at all? I feel like that would probably be something that held him back. I mean, you never know, Chris. Never. Granted, we'll be there and he'll be spray painting the Wailing Wall or something terrible like that. But I don't think Kanye will go, but Chris and I are going. Michael's going. Family's going. If you want to come with us, the Jesse Kelly Show, to Israel for 10 days next July, you can. Spaces are limited. I need to stress that. At some point, I'm going to come on here and I'm going to tell you it's full, but it ain't full yet. July 17th to the 26th. If you want to go tour the Holy Land with me and the fam, you can. You have to go to ChristianExpedition.com/Jesse, though. ChristianExpedition.com/Jesse. Or if you're on the road, you can call 877-234-3002.
I've got an animal inside of me.
This is Jesse Kelly.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. And let me finish up this ESG thing here. We'll get to it. Oh, gosh, there's kind of some gross stuff out of Yahoo. And then we'll get to some emails and have some more fun. Let me do this real quick. How do we fight against ESG? Well, again, we have to put our money where our morals are as much as possible. And I need to make this clear. There are so many ways that we are completely boxed in and we don't have options. ESG has gotten so pervasive. They flew this thing under the radar on us for so long that it's hard to find a bank that doesn't do it. To which you'll probably respond, a local credit union. Man, most of the local credit unions do it too. If you can find one that doesn't, if you can find somebody who doesn't, dive in there. This is why this sucks when I bring up fighting against it because it adds an extra layer of trouble. And you're so busy and the economy sucks and everything's going on. Adding an extra layer to someone's day sucks. Remember, I'm not changing the world. I just enjoy trying to make your day better. So I don't like to make your day crappier. But the truth is, if you're going out to make purchases in an ideal world, and I'm not sitting here pretending to you like I do this, all right? In an ideal world, you and I, we would look up the company we're going to buy the thing from. And we'd look up the manufacturer of the thing. Hey, Jesse, I'm going to Home Depot this weekend and I've got to buy a Craftsman tool set. Okay? That's already something you have to do. It's an extra burden on your life. Okay, so now I have to look up Home Depot and ESG. Chris, look up Home Depot and ESG. I bet you they're on it. I mean, look. Now I have to look up Home Depot. And then when I'm done with Home Depot, now I have to look up Craftsman as well. And then, Chris, don't start with the Made in China stuff. I know that, okay? I understand. But yeah, I know it adds an extra layer. If you have an extra minute, it does make a difference. If you have an extra 2 minutes, firing off an email to the company, you don't think it means anything because you never get an email back, it makes a difference. If you happen to cancel some kind of subscription to something because they're doing that, and they do that little what's the reason box, take an extra 30 seconds and type it down. I don't do ESG, you filthy communist. You know, that kind of thing. Just something real nice. What, Chris? Lowe's has an ESG. Of course they do. Like I said, it's everywhere. It's everywhere. I told you. I know this adds extra layers, and in some ways we're boxed in. Where we can be more purposeful with where we spend it, that probably matters a lot. Another thing, and this is probably the most important thing, because remember, we need money. And what I mean is we need the power of money. We're fighting against a corrupt system right now. Chris, don't worry. This is where you'll come in, the power of money. We need a corrupt system right now. I'm kidding. We're in a corrupt system, and we've talked about system disruptors like Trump was and how we need system disruptors. Well, historically, and this will work out this way too, the system disruptors can't all be normal people like you and me. We are going to need some of the wealthy and powerful to join our side because we need their juice. We need that kind of power. Chris, why do you have to be immature? I don't understand why you have to be. That's not at all what. Forget it. Anyway, we need their power. We do. It makes it difficult. It makes it very, very difficult. So how are we going to get that kind of juice to fight against ESG? We need the states. I mentioned that the states are starting to fight against it. Granted, Lowe's may not text you back or may not email you back. Bank of America probably won't email you back. Your state representative, who gets maybe 2 emails a day, I bet you he emails you back. Gosh, I can't talk right now. I bet you he does. Your state representative, your state senator, you know, it's election season, right? It's October 13th. You know that he's probably doing a campaign event in your area this weekend? Sounds boring? You can't show up for 20 minutes, eat some cookies, and go shake your state representative's hands and ask him, what's your plan to ban ESG from the state? Remember, we talk all the time about the federal government because it's sexy. They're on Fox News. They're wearing fancy suits. They're celebrities, basically. The people who have the most control over your life are your local people, your state and local people. And that's wonderful because the truth is, those are the people you have access to. You can email your congressman 100 times a day, and chances are you'll never hear back from him again. You email your state representative, I bet you money you hear back. If you keep emailing, I guarantee you'll hear back. Call the office. Go meet him. Chris, you know what? That's a great point, Chris. I can't believe Chris made a great point. Not just you. You don't have 5 friends? He gets 5 emails maybe total in a day. What if all 5 of them are you and your friends asking him, what's your plan for ESG? I expect to hear from you. If he gets only 5 emails in a day and all 5 of those emails are from you and your friends, guess what he thinks? That's his little window into his constituency. Guess what he thinks? He thinks everyone feels this way. Everybody. That's how we do it. Activism. And if you approach your state rep or state senator, I'm not telling you to act like the rabid communist animals. You don't have to do that. Hey, Senator Jerkwater, what's your plan to ESG? Now, if he tries to blow you off or if he's a jerk to you, you remember he's your servant, not vice versa. You remind him of that. But go up, be polite, and demand action. Activism. Local activism is how we take the country back. All right. Let's get to this test scores and gross abortion stuff and fun emails and all kinds of other stuff and paying to fly without babies. Before we do that, maybe you should also walk up to your state representative and ask him, Are you taking the male vitality stack from Chalk? Because I'm worried about your testosterone levels. If it's a female, maybe you should just ask her, ma'am, are you taking a female vitality stack? Because I need you full of energy. We need your strength right now. And unless you're taking natural herbal supplements from the anti-communists at Chalk, I'm worried when the lobbyists come knocking on your door, you're going to wilt like a flower in the desert. Right now, Chalk is offering subscriptions. Take advantage of subscriptions while they last so you don't forget to order it like I always do. 35% off your Chalk subscription for the lifetime of the subscription. That's awesome. And you can cancel it at any time. This stuff is incredible. I've been on it 7-8 months now. Fellas, take a male vitality stack. Trust me on this. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. Chalk.com, promo Jesse.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Jesse Kelly Show, and in reference to what we were talking about earlier, how the photograph is the worst invention ever because it creates emotional responses in people. You've probably seen this picture before. If not, it'll be a quick internet search and you'll see it. There was a picture from Vietnam. Chris brought this up earlier, but I ignored him because I generally do whenever Chris talks. But there was this communist in Vietnam, or there's this picture from Vietnam where you'll see a guy. He has a pistol held up to some other guy's head. And the other guy, if I remember right, I'm not looking at the picture right now. The other guy, he looks kind of small because they're Vietnamese. They are friggin' small. And he's wincing. He kind of looks pathetic. He looks like a man who's about to be shot in the head. Almost looks like he's crying. He may have been crying. I don't remember right. But he's definitely there doing that. And that picture, it greatly changed America's view on the Vietnam War. That picture immediately got famous, and it looked like we were barbaric and we were supporting barbarians in the South and murderers, and this isn't right, and this isn't righteous, and this is terrible. And this is why I hate pictures, and I say they have damaged mankind beyond belief. That poor, sweet, wincing, crying soul who got shot in the head a split second after that picture was taken, he had spent the night before murdering women and children. They found him. They shot him.
But you didn't get that from the picture. And right away, you see the picture, boom, emotional response starts tugging at you. That's what I was talking about earlier. Now, I did see this headline. I mean, it's been a bunch of bad news today. I saw this. It actually made me feel pretty good. ACT test scores dropped to their lowest in 30 years. It's because of a pandemic slide. Now, you may be saying, Jesse, that's terrible news. Why would you like that? I like seeing America's youth fall back to my level when it comes to intelligence. What, Chris? Chris, you know I got like 1,000 on the SATs. That's not good, Chris. No, it's not good at all. You didn't even take one? You're Jewish. What did your parents say? They didn't demand you take the SATs to be a doctor or something like that, or a lawyer? They didn't demand you go to college? Man, you must have great parents. Anyway, I was not a very good student. I was not a very good student at all. And I like it that these tests... No, I know this sucks for the country. It generally does. It sucks for the country that we just crush these kids, man. We talk all the time about everything that was unjust done during the COVID stuff. But man, we just really, really screwed kids over badly. Speaking of screwing kids over badly... This is a real headline. This is Yahoo News, boys. Yahoo News, the abortion one. I'm not making this up. I'm not even going to dwell on it. America is facing a diaper crisis, and the anti-abortion movement is making it worse. Just do keep in mind. Keep in mind, we're dealing with evil, and there's no bottom. We like to comfort ourselves with this thought that that they've bottomed out and it can't possibly get any worse and they're going to stop. Oh, here's another one to go with you. Transgender surgery for kids without parental consent may become a constitutional right in Michigan. There is no bottom. We are not dealing with, it's the laughter. We are dealing with evil. I don't care what you believe. There is evil out there. There are demonic forces out there. And demonic forces don't have a bottom. Demons never wake up in the morning, if they sleep. I don't know if they sleep. Demons never wake up in the morning and look over and say, I don't know. I don't know. What do you think, Sid? Have we done enough? I think this is gross enough, right? We've murdered enough kids, haven't we? It's kind of gross now. They're never going to have that moment. We're dealing with evil. Evil doesn't stop. It doesn't pendulum swing. It's a never-ending black hole of darkness until it is stopped by good. Always keep that in mind. Get to some emails. Jay Steele. Talk about a better life, because I tell people to move all the time, get to a red area. As my family transitions from San Diego to a town in rural Idaho, gosh, I hate that the communists took San Diego from us. I love San Diego so much. We got to get back out there, Chris. We got to get out there for a station visit. I love San Diego. I freaking love that place, but gosh, they made it so expensive and they just trash it. Anyway, I had to make a visit to the county DMV yesterday to register my truck. In California, there is nothing as soul-sucking as the nearly entire day you have to write off to go to the DMV. I walked in and was immediately greeted by a friendly deputy who apologized for the line of four people in front of me. There was a table to check your weapon while you waited with a gun and two knives on it. Gosh, that's so sweet. Hey, check your weapon here. The half hour I waited was spent with friendly discussion with everyone in line and the deputy. The lady working the desk couldn't have been more pleasant as opposed to the zombies at the California DMV. And to top it off, it cost me $130 to register my truck for 2 years instead of $640 a year in California, and I never have to smog check again. Sorry for the long email, but I can't believe how much better things are here. It's from Chris. Not the worst Chris. This is a good Chris that listens to the show. I try to explain to you, it's the little things, right? It's the little things. The little things make life so much better when you're around people who share your values. And if you've only ever lived, especially in, let's say, a blue urban area like San Diego, you grew up in paradise. The weather's always perfect, and it's just beautiful. The ocean, it's wonderful. The food, oh, San Diego was such an underrated food town. The problem is it goes downhill so fast, and when you're living in it, you don't fully digest the fact that your standard of living, it's spiraling downhill, and other parts of the country aren't going through that at all. You don't realize it. You don't know until you get to another part of the country and you find out how the other half lives. He mentions a smog check. I remember when I, obviously in the Marines, I was in California. I'd never heard of a smog check in my life coming from Montana. And I found out, wait a minute, I have to take an extra trip somewhere and spend money on a smog check? This sounds like a gigantic racket. And of course it is a gigantic racket. But if all you ever done is live there, you don't know. You don't know. And look, that sucks, right? You want to have San Diego. As a country, you should be able to have San Diego and New York. You should be able to have both those coasts. But this is what happens when you allow the infection of communism to get so ingrained in your society. This is what happens. It's what happens. And so as a result, I take no pleasure in saying this. As a result, you've got to go somewhere where you can have little experiences throughout the day, including the DMV, that are more pleasant. It's more pleasant to go to the grocery store where I live than it is in New York. It just is. It's a more pleasant experience. In Montana, wrap your mind around this. Everyone listening in Montana will just nod their head. In Montana, where I grew up in Bozeman, when you drive by people on a two-lane road, if it's just a two-lane road, right? No matter where it is, no matter what's going on, if you drive by people, everyone waves. Even if it's just that you're driving and you raise your finger or two fingers up off the steering wheel, everyone waves at each other. Have you ever experienced that in New York City in your life? No. Little experiences. All right. We have headlines I didn't get to. Couple emails. Hang on. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. But fear not, tomorrow I will be right back here for 3 hours answering all of your questions. The ones you email into jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Fridays or ask me anything, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. They don't have to be political. They can be. That's fine. Before we do headlines and things like that, I do want to do this. This Mark Ronchetti, running for governor in New Mexico, he had a debate against Governor Michelle Grisham, who sucks. And man alive, Mark, way to bring the pain, brother.
This is what 25 years in government gets you. This gets you a governor.
Hold on. Sorry. This is a little bit longer than I normally play, but it was too beautiful to cut it off.
Who wants to play Jeopardy? She wants to go and get Alex Trebek wound up. Let me see what I can ask. And let me tell you something, Governor. People have had enough of the political games. It's garbage at this point. And let's talk about this. You said you've been more transparent than any governor in history. Governor, you grabbed a male staffer's crotch, a gay male, and then you said, is there anything down there? You then paid him.
Not going to lie, I think that's kind of funny. But don't ever do that. It is funny, though. You know you laughed.
$150,000, Governor, and then you made him shut up about it. And now you have the gall to sit up here and not...
Sorry to chime in again. For $100,000, you better shut up about it.
Not only victimize James Hallinan, but you re-victimize him. If you remember back, you said during the Andrew Cuomo scandal, if you don't believe those who go and bring these charges, then you're re-victimizing. So you're victimizing, re-victimizing, and now, and the topper of all toppers, you're creating yourself as the victim. Governor, this is the sort of thing that people cannot stand. You've never come clean. You've never said, look, I made a mistake. Here we go. You've just continued to lie about this issue time after time after time. And let me tell you about experience. Experience, especially the experience we need in this office, is someone with character. Someone who has been in tough situations and doesn't lie about them, doesn't belittle people, and doesn't try to shrink other people to make themselves feel better. You, on a regular basis, do that in every single way. You shut down stores, and then you go jewelry shopping. You shut down our ability to see our families, and then you hold parties. And then you keep our kids out of school, and you roll up to Navajo Lake, and you have a party with your friends while we're on lockdown. You are a hypocrite, Governor.
Dang. I wish I lived in New Mexico. I'd be voting for that guy. And no, I'm not going to tell you what Chris and Michael were discussing while that audio cut was taking place, because they were actually having a discussion, a debate about how much it would take to allow her to do so. You're both sickos. And I'm, you know what? I'm disappointed in both of you. Yeah, I know. I saw a picture of it. It would take a lot for me too, Chris. I hear, I mean, 100 grand. That's the minimum. Okay, we're going to start at 100 grand. Let's say, consider this an auction. 100's the baseline. All right, we're only going up from there, lady. All right, you know what? That's not right. Everybody, don't laugh. That's not right. You know what is right? Saving babies' lives. That is right. That is the most blessed thing you can do. These pro-lifers who go out to these abortion clinics and they try to get it through to young women that they have options, that that's not a clump of cells, that it is a unique God-breathed soul inside of there. But, you know, you're young and scared and you don't know, and maybe you're getting pressured at home or your boyfriend, or you don't know. An ultrasound lets you know. It is almost universal when a young woman sees an ultrasound, when she hears that heartbeat of her baby. This is from God. When she hears that heartbeat of her baby, she knows it's her job to have it, to protect it. She knows. They choose life. Preborn, they are the counterattack to the abortion industry in this country. They offer these women free ultrasounds. They don't charge them for it. It's $28 to get her an ultrasound. You have $28 to save a life. That $28 saves a life. $140 saves five of them. You think we can save 5,000 babies on the show? What a legacy, right? If we could save all of us 5,000 babies, I mean, how many people have saved even one life? Go to preborn.com/Jesse. Give $28. Give $140 if you can. Or look, you can do it from your phone if you want, if that's easier. You can dial #250 and say the keyword baby. #250 baby. All right.
And now,
here's a headline.
By the, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
29-hour flight with crying kids sparks a debate. I would pay extra for kids free. Now, I'm a parent. I have flown with kids. I've told you this horror story before. My oldest was originally such a bad flyer when he was one or so. We were flying back to Tucson. We had a layover in Phoenix. He was so bad, we just yanked all our stuff off the plane and drove the rest of the way. He was crying. So, oh, it was horrible. Chris, you wait till you get to experience that. So I have mercy on parents who have crying kids. I know I don't scowl with them and things like that. I try to smile, make it feel better. I've told you the story about the lady who was right beside me, and she had a baby in her lap, and he was throwing a fit and crying the whole time. And I looked over, and she was crying because she was so stressed out. And I just let her know, lady, it's okay. It ain't no big deal. It ain't no big deal. That said, of course you should be able to pay for a flight with no kids. Of course you should. Why not? Hotels do this all the time. That hotel we went to down in Florida, they had a special floor with an adults-only pool. It's adults-only because you don't want to sit and play. Look, I love my kids. I don't expect you to love my kids, those little monsters. Joe Biden is too timid. It is time to legalize cocaine. That is from The Economist. I don't know what we're doing over there now. A major U.S. children's hospital recently passed out information teaching little boys how to... This is from Not the Bee. I'm not going to read the rest of the headline. It's really, really, really gross. Yeah, we are a nation in severe decline. Remember, there's no bottom. There's no bottom unless we stop it. Ryan and Vance in a dead heat for the Ohio Senate seat. Governor DeWine maintains a double-digit lead. Well, Governor DeWine can go pound sand, that COVID tyrant piece of trash. But J.D. Vance in Ohio is one of a few people in this country. He's one of four I really, really, really am rooting for. Gosh, if you're in Ohio, donate. Go vote for J.D. Vance. Let me tell you, from people who know, just trust me on this, J.D. Vance is very much one of us, all right? Support J.D. Vance. Tom Brady and Kim Clijsters latest to invest in pickleball. Guys, I don't even know what these words mean. I know who Tom Brady is. I don't know what pickleball is. I don't know who this Kim chick is at all. I don't care. Weather chief, Ukraine war may be a blessing for the climate. Do keep in mind, the climate changers, they're genocidal. It's not just me that says that. The base tenet of what they believe is lots of people need to die. Okay, on that sunny note, tomorrow's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Don't wait till tomorrow. Email me your questions right now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Until then, that's all.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.